You're listening to SBS News.
Senator Bridget McKenzie fronted the media on Monday for the first time since resigning as Agriculture Minister yesterday. Senator McKenzie resigned as Deputy Nationals Leader after a report by the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet found she'd breached ministerial rules by not declaring she was a member of the gun club that received a sports grant from her office. Controversially, the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet report contradicted the finding made by the Auditor General, which found she used the government's $100 million community sports grant program to funnel money into marginal seats ahead of last year's federal election. Senator McKenzie says she takes the ministerial standard seriously, but does not accept her membership constituted a conflict of interest.
I received no personal benefit. They did not inform my decision making at all. The Prime Minister and Cabinet's report confirms that ministerial discretion was exercised in an appropriate manner, that there was no political bias in my decision making.
Labor will pursue the sports rorts scandal through a Senate inquiry into the matter despite Senator McKenzie's resignation from Cabinet. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Senator McKenzie has been thrown under a bus so that Mr. Morrison could avoid any responsibility. Labor wants to know more about the role of the Prime Minister's office in the grant scheme.
For the Prime Minister to just dismiss the independent report of the Auditor General because he has something which conveniently lets everyone else off the hook means that there needs to be a full and proper inquiry into this sorry saga.
Senator McKenzie joined the chorus of senior government figures clinging to Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet Secretary Philip Gatyon's finding the program was not pork barrelling. The Gatyon's report stands in stark contrast to one compiled by the Australian National Audit Office, which found the scheme was heavily skewed towards coalition-held and targeted seats. The resignation of Bridget McKenzie has triggered speculation of a potential challenge to Michael McCormack's hold on the Nationals' leadership. Mr. McCormack has dismissed speculation of a challenge to his leadership after Barnaby Joyce declared he would run if there was a spill.
There is no vacancy for the leadership at the moment of the National Party, and I have delivered for regional Australia. I've absolutely made sure that the $100 billion record amount of money that we're spending on infrastructure that regional Australia has received its fair share.
Mr. Joyce resigned as Deputy Prime Minister and Leader of the Nationals in February 2018 following revelations of his affair with a former staffer. Mr. Joyce would need one of his Nationals colleagues to force a spill at the top job, and there are unconfirmed reports Nationals backbencher Lou O'Brien is expected to move a motion to spill the leadership of the National Party at the party room meeting tomorrow. Mr. Joyce has told the Seven Network if there is a spill, he will put his hand up.
If there's a spill, Koshy, then I'll put my hand up. Obviously, after a spill, there is technically no leader. That is a right in a Westminster system of government. It's up to others if there's a spill. I believe that I've done the job before. Every seat we've got is one I won in the previous election before the one we've just had. But I'll leave that up to my colleagues. They can make the call.
National Senator Matt Canavan has resigned from the front bench and is backing Barnaby Joyce for the leadership after earlier saying he supported Mr. McCormack. His resignation is reportedly in connection with an undisclosed membership of a Queensland NRL team which received funding under the sports grant scheme. Nationals backbencher David Gillespie is another contender for the deputy leadership. Veteran Affairs Minister Darren Chester hopes there is no leadership spill.
This is not how we do business in the National Party. There is no trigger event to warrant a spill. Michael McCormack has my full support and will continue to have my full support for the duration of this term in government. Michael is doing a great job in difficult times in the National Party. We've got our constituents suffering from bushfires, a drought, ongoing infrastructure requirements in our regional areas. I absolutely back Michael.
A new community sports grants scheme is expected to be announced in the May budget, with the government promising greater transparency and accountability. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.